Now it's time to meet some of the folks keeping the wheels of global industry running. Indonesia's new industrial working class, from factories run by Nike contractors on the outskirts of Jakarta. Jackets full of money.
Again, the factory?
Yeah.
Ya, mungkin nanti lurus, nanti cari putaran balik. Yeah. You want to do that? We go straight and then turn back,
yeah.
Go past and then maybe back again.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Ya, gitu ya.
You say if we hang around too long, people stare?
Yeah, I think so, people. Or maybe it's just my feeling, my paranoid.
Kalau bahasanya, bahasa saya, bahasa buruh ya, just duit itu just yang banyak duitnya gitu. Seperti yang diomongin teman-teman saya tadi, karena kami beranggapan seperti itu.
In my language, workers' language, just duit is a jacket with lots of money in it.
Yang kami idam-idamkan selama ini, kami juga pengen seperti just duit itu. Kalau mungkin dalam di Inggris kan, mungkin saya juga nggak tahu apa artinya itu. Tapi kalau dalam bahasa kami, just do it itu adalah
what we are dreaming of is having that jacket filled with money. I don't know what it means in English.
Jackets full of money.
Working for Nike in the time of Ramadan.
Saya sebagai muslim ya, di bulan Ramadan ini tentunya saya melaksanakan kewajiban saya sebagai muslim, yaitu untuk melaksanakan ibadah puasa.
As a muslim, I am required, I'm obliged, I must fast.
Saya bangun jam 2:30, kemudian saya masak sekedar menghangatkan masakan yang telah saya masak sore, kemudian saya bersahur.
I get up at 2:30 a.m. I warm the food I've cooked in the evening. Then I have my sahur, my meal before fasting begins. And then I have a shower and wait for the subuh prayer time. After praying, I read the Holy Quran, and after that, I get ready for work.
Jakarta, a city of over 10 million and growing. Young people head here from all over Indonesia.
Saya ingin datang ke Jakarta untuk bekerja karena saya melihat di Jakarta.
I wanted to come to Jakarta to work. It's easy to find work for women in Jakarta. Now that I'm in Jakarta, I feel I'm getting experience and broadening my views. I have more friends.
Oh, ini. This is it. Here we are passing in front of PT Lintas Adhikari. Enggak boleh masuk. Enggak boleh masuk.
So it doesn't say Nike there anywhere, does it?
No, it says PT Lintas Adhikari, the manufacturer and exporter of footwear. Minggir aja kok. Nike sports shoes are made by subcontractors in factories in the industrial towns outside of Jakarta. Often the rivals Reebok and Adidas are made nearby. There's Tangerang, 1 to 2 hours west of Jakarta, depending on the traffic, and there's Bogor, 1 to 2 hours distance south.
Tentang keluarga saya berasal dari keluarga sederhana yang kehidupan sehari-harinya adalah bertani.
About my family. I come from a modest family, which makes its living from farming.
Saya berasal dari daerah Jawa Barat, letaknya di Sukabumi.
I come from the province of West Java, from Sukabumi. I come from a modest family. You could say we are poor. I have 4 brothers and sisters, and I'm the oldest.
Saya kebetulan masih desa gitu ya, suasana juga masih sejuk gitu, nggak masih dari polusi jauh.
I come from a place that is still a village. The air is still cool. It's far from pollution. And the village people are more cooperative with one another.
The workers. The Nike workers, the first generation of Indonesia's new working class. All are young, many are women, and most are kaum migran, migrants. Migrants within their own country.
Pengalaman saya sih banyak ya. Maksudnya saya juga bisa mandiri, pisah dari orang tua maksudnya ya.
I can be independent now, especially now that I'm separated from my parents. I know that the happiness and difficulties in life, I'm able to overcome all these problems on my own. I also know how to produce shoes, which is my job now.
The rupiah and the greenback. The rupiah goes up. It goes down, but mostly it goes down and down. At this time of Ramadan, the Nike workers are earning the equivalent of half an American dollar a day. Half an American dollar a day, plus transport, plus a meal.
Jakarta Post, January the 27th, 1998. Prices of food skyrocket in countdown to Lebaran. Prices of many foodstuffs have continued to rise over the past few days, ahead of the Lebaran holiday. Data from the city's Economic Regional Bureau shows there were significant leaps in the prices of most foodstuffs, ranging from rice and eggs to prime-cut meat. The price of Saigon rice, for example, was 2,100 rupiah per kilogram yesterday, compared to 1,800 rupiah per kilogram in the first week of this month.
At work, people, workers usually play dangdut music.
You know dangdut?
Tolong ceritakan dangdut itu apa?
I
cannot tell you, just put it on.
Dangdut,
dangdut. Dangdut music has a beat that goes dangdut, dangdut. Sometimes it is played in the office, and it is channeled to the loudspeaker. But it's not always the case. It depends on the department head. Now we have a killer department head who does not allow us to play dangdut music, so no more dangdut music.
Just do it. Ya, di situ di setiap sudut, di setiap bagian dipasang tulisan Just Do It. Just Do It Nike.
In every corner of the factory, there is a Nike poster that says Just Do It. Nike's Just Do It poster is everywhere.
Kalau menurut saya sendiri, Just Do It itu kalau bilang bahasa Indonesia kan just itu jaket itu. Kalau perkiraan saya itu jaket yang banyak duitnya gitu.
As I understand it, just in Indonesian means jacket. Do it is money. So for me, it's a jacket full of money.
Kalau menurut pendapat saya, untuk Michael Jordan sendiri ternyata dia cuma enak bisa makai aja gitu.
In my opinion, Michael Jordan has it good. All he has to do is wear the shoes.
Khususnya ke Michael Jordan dan juga masyarakat Australia, Amerika, dan Eropa ya.
I appeal to, especially to Michael Jordan and to the Australian, American, and European public. Please, don't just wear the Nike shoes. Please look at us, the workers in Nike factories, especially in Indonesia. Look what's happening to us. We are really on the altar. We get paid low wages.
Twelve to 1 p.m. break and Zuhur prayer. Because this is the fasting month, so break time is only for half an hour. We pray the Zuhur prayer, and after the prayer there is a short lecture on religion, which is called the 7-minute lecture or kuliah 7 menit.
Right, so they actually did have Nike on the gates there, unlike the other factory.
Yes.
What's the guy in the watchtower up there?
Well,
on
he's
stilts?
The guard.
He's the guard.
Obviously, on the watchtower. So you can see it's very much like a prison.
Yeah.
The outside is very much like a prison. High walls with
razor wire.
Barbed wire.
Nike Code of Conduct. Nike Inc. was founded on a handshake. Implicit in that act was the determination that we would build our business with all of our partners based on trust, teamwork, honesty, and mutual respect. We expect all of our business partners to operate on the same principles. At the core of the Nike corporate ethic is the belief that we are a company comprised of many different kinds of people, appreciating individual diversity and dedicated to equal opportunity for each individual.
Ya, jadi banyak pekerja enggak tahu maksudnya dari apa kode etik itu gitu. Tapi aneh juga gitu karena setiap pekerja harus tahu kode etik.
Lots of workers don't understand what the code of conduct means. which is rather strange because every worker is supposed to know about the code of conduct. When a guest asks them if they know about the code of conduct, they have to say yes.
Report on the Nike Code of Conduct. Footnote. On my Asian trip, I discussed with Nike's labour practices chief, Dusty Kidd, some of my ideas for improving the awareness of the code. It's my understanding that some of those suggestions have been or are being acted upon. It deserves attention and focus, as less than half the workers making Nike product, according to the audit reports and my own personal survey, knew what the code was, could explain it, or were able to understand how it might help them with their particular problem or grievance. Andrew Young, Good Works International, 1997.
Nama saya Suwarti. Saya pernah kerja di NASA, produksi Nike.
My name is Suwarti. I used to work at NASA, which produces Nike shoes. I worked there for 1.5 years. I quit NASA because I couldn't stand the complaints of my team leader, who was constantly nagging.
Ya, cerewetnya kalau kita ini bekerja.
When I was working, we had to reach a certain target. The targets were way too high. We only human, and we can only do so much. And if we didn't reach our targets, they'd complain. For example, they'd say, "You stupid, deaf, or blind."
Just do it, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it, just do it.
Just do it.
Di dalam tempat saya kerja NASA dulu, itu setiap line-nya ada tulisan just do it.
There is the just do it sign on every line of NASA's factory. For me, it means you have to do this one task. What it really means in English, I do not know.
The union. There is only one official union in Indonesia. It's called the SPSI. But a few sports shoe workers have now formed their own union called Perbupas. Near each factory, they have a meeting place called the Open House.
Nike Code of Conduct. Nike designs, manufactures, and markets products for sports and fitness consumers. At every step in that process, we are driven to do not only what is required, but what is expected of a leader. We expect our business partners to do the same. Specifically, Nike seeks partners that share our commitment to the promotion of best practices and continuous improvement in 1. Occupational health and safety, compensation, hours of work and benefits. 2. Minimizing our impact on the environment. 3. Management practices that recognize the dignity of the individual, the rights of free association and collective bargaining, and the right to a workplace free of harassment, abuse, or corporal punishment.
We were here about 10 a.m. when suddenly police and military crashed in and accused us of all sorts of things, saying we were members of band party and that it was an illegal gathering.
Mereka pertama datang suruh bilang kumpulan apa ini, kumpulan gelap gitu ya. Terus mereka langsung nanyain KTP.
And then they asked us for our identity cards. They divided us up and told us to go out of the house. And then they swore at us. Some of us happened to be praying in the bedroom at the time. They told us to get out and said, "You're not praying, you're bullshitting." They said, "We're the ones who pray. Get out, all of you." So we all got out, and they insulted the girls. "Haven't you girls got anything better to do at home? We're the ones who defend this country. We're exhausted fighting for this country." Then the police used their walkie-talkie to call a truck for us. It was a sand truck that they told to stop on the side of the road. We were forced to get onto the truck. We were taken off to the police station like a herd of cows.
Fasting is important because I can feel the suffering of the poor and hungry in Indonesia. Like the people in Irian Jaya, who haven't eaten for 3 days and 3 nights.
Bagaimana laparnya dia, gitu.
I can feel their hunger. How hungry they are.
This is the Ramadan month when Muslims fast for the whole month. And now we are coming to time when we break our fast. It's over 6 p.m. and people who fast have not eaten since 4 a.m.
Very hungry? People very hungry?
Oh yes, would be very hungry and eager to break the fast, to eat, grab the food, grab everything.
Yang lucu itu mungkin pembuatan sepatu ya. Sepatu itu dibuat.
The funny part for me is I'm making the shoes, but we never get to wear them.
Mungkin mereka itu bangga ya, karena mereka memakai sepatu yang bermerek, terutama merek Nike.
I think those who wear Nike shoes must be very proud, because they're wearing a very good brand of shoe that's being exported. As for me, those who wear Nike shoes, I see them as supporting the oppression that Nike companies do in Indonesia, particularly NASA, where I work.
Kalau saya ngelihat size-nya ya, size-nya besar gitu kan, nggak mungkin kan. Boleh dihitung lah orang Indonesia yang memakai sepatu.
When I look at the size of the shoe, I think it's only a few Indonesians who can wear size 50 or 47. I think it must be Europeans or Americans or Australians whose bodies are really big who wear them. I really want to wear them, but I can only wear them if I steal them.
Mudik, the time when people go home near the end of Ramadan.
So all these people by the roadside, they're all going mudik?
Yes. We can see they have big bags, and it's a time to when people start to go back. It's just about a week before the Lebaran. Lebaran or Idul Fitri falls on the 30th of January.
Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri.
Mudik bagi saya sih kayaknya segala-galanya ya.
Mudik is everything. On normal days, we cannot go home to see our families, even for once a month. I'm very, very happy at mudik time because I can see my family. My happiness is so great. I cannot say it in words.
Jakarta Post, January 28, 1998. Governor Sutioso has repeatedly warned people who lack the necessary skills and experience not to come to Jakarta because it is not a dream city and they will become a burden for existing residents. During his visit to the railway station, Sutioso approached a teenage boy and asked him about his background. So you're from Padang. Do you feel that living in Jakarta is easy? It's difficult, sir, the boy answered. I've just been laid off. I was working at a factory, but it went bankrupt. So are you planning to come back? The 52-year-old general said. If you do, please don't bring companions with you. Padangese are usually very good in business and very thrifty too. I wish you good luck then. The boy smiled and said he would give job hunting another shot when he returns to Jakarta.
Di tahun ini saya tuh nggak mau lagi kerja di pabrik, capek.
This year, 1998, I no longer want to work in the factory. It is very tiring. I want to do business instead. I want to sell Avon Cosmetics. I just want a good life.
Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Jakarta Post, January 28, 1998. After visiting the bus terminal, General Sutioso headed to Pasar Minggu terminal in South Jakarta and surprised two girls who were shopping near the terminal. "I want to buy new pants and skirts, sir," a 7-year-old girl said, prompting Sutioso to open his wallet and give her 20,000 rupiah. "Here's your Lebaran present," he said, and the crowd laughed in response.
Waswas, keep on the lookout. Nobody's ever quite sure. Even when they are smiling, they are not sure.
Kalau dari pribadi sih emang pengen ya. Ya setidak-tidaknya kan di rumah itu.
At home people ask me, where's the shoe? Where's the Nike shoe? You said you were working for this famous brand of shoe. And I just replied, it's a sports shoe for boys.
Menunggu waktu Isya kita berangkat terawih. Habis terawih, kira-kira habis terawih itu jam 9.
Then we go to terawih, which is a special prayer during Ramadan. The terawih finishes about 9 o'clock. And then we read the Quran together for about half an hour or an hour.
And that's the end of my day. There is no finish line.
Jackets full of money, working for Nike in the time of Ramadan. Was produced by Nick Franklin, with technical production by Colin Preston and Ron Minogue. Translation by Nori Andriani in Jakarta and Robin Falik in Sydney. With readings by Brandon Higgins, Sherry Delis, Iskandar Nugroho, and Ida Nurhayati.
Equipment.
I can get 4 times as much thinking recorded
as I can by writing it down,
and twice as much as I can by dictating to a highly skilled secretary.
Now the IBM MTST here turns rough draft into error-free copy automatically at the rate of a page every 2 minutes.
Used systematically throughout an office, these 2 pieces of IBM equipment alone have increased people's productivity by 50%.
IBM machines can do the work.
So that people have time to think.
Machines should do the work. That's what they're best at.
People should do the thinking.
That's what they're best at.
Machines should work. People should think.
Machines should work.
People should think.
Machines should work.
People should think.
So I don't do much work anymore. I'm too busy thinking.
Here's the commercial people are afraid of. Too neat, too clean, too generous. There must be a catch. There's no catch. The largest, the fastest growing, the most
If you want to subscribe, fine, do so. But if you don't want to subscribe, owe nothing, pay nothing. Send no money, please. Just your name and address. Pay nothing, owe nothing. Listen carefully.
The Night Air.
National.
You've been in the logo-lined mall of the soon-to-be-publicly-listed Night Air program, here on your still-to-be-privatised ABC network, Radio National. Remember our corporate website, abc.net.au/rn/arts/Night Air. Subscribe and you can invest in some shares online. Thanks this evening to the Night Air team of Ros Blewett, Diane Dean and Big Mac. Night Air. I'm Brent Clough, and the Night Air returns to waft its unique oral perfume through your especially open mind next Sunday from 8:30 p.m. Until then, consume a lot and keep on working hard.